You're listening to Radio MD. It's time to Ask Dr. Mike on Healthy Talk. Call or email to ask your questions now. Email askdrmikesmith at radiomd.com or call 877-711-5211. The lines are open.
So this is not a listener question. This is my question. Is it really okay to eat food past its sell-by date? There's a couple reasons that I'm bringing this up. So there's a report on foxnews.com. Let's see the headline. Government says it's okay to eat some food 12 or 18 months after its sell-by date. Plus, I get a lot of questions, not related to food, but to supplements. You know, is it okay to take my fish oil or my curcumin or, you know, whatever, past that date on the, usually stamped on the bottom of the bottle? In terms of supplements, it's pretty simple. Yeah, I mean, it's not that it's safe. It just may not be as potent. That's the thing with supplements. You know, the sell-by date ensures the dose, the potency of that active ingredient. And as you get further and further beyond that sell-by date, right, we just can't guarantee dose anymore. You know, there's everything breaks down. It is life. Everything breaks down, so the dose is not going to be, you know, what's stated on the label a month, 2 months, 3 months, 4 months down the line after the sell-by date. So with supplements, it's not a safety issue. You're just not getting the best bang for your buck thing. Now, what about food, though? I found this really interesting. So it says here, according to the USDA, the average American tosses out 36 pounds of food a month. That's over 20% of available food that goes uneaten in this country. That's a lot. That's a lot of 36 pounds. And it's becoming more and more of an issue. We all have to just admit this and deal with the reality of the fact that there are billions of people on this planet. And what was it? By 2050, 9 billion people or something like that, some crazy number. Listen, food and water, they're going to start becoming like gold. I mean, and so I think that I like this. I like that we're addressing this topic now, and I like that the government is getting on board here, because we definitely do waste a lot of food. And so let's talk about what a sell-by date actually is. Again, in terms of supplements, it's really about potency. In terms of food, it's really more about freshness. And just because if you go past the sell-by date, it doesn't mean like some crazy, sinister reaction happens and now the food becomes poisonous or something. Now, obviously, I mean, come on, we're smart. I mean, it just common sense, right? There's some foods, no. I mean, things that have a lot of fat, dairy, that kind of stuff, obviously, come on. That stuff, once that's done, you probably need to throw it out and get something new. But most other foods, packaged foods, although we want to be eating less of that, but we don't in this country, unfortunately. Packaged food, frozen food, stuff like that. It's really more of a freshness issue than it is a dangerous issue. And so often the sell-by date is kind of, it's a way the manufacturer of that food can say, if you eat this on this date or before, hey, I'll guarantee that freshness. It's going to be awesome. The color's going to be right. It's going to taste good. After that, can't guarantee all that stuff. So it's not a dangerous thing to eat the food. Using common sense, it's not a dangerous thing to eat food past sell-by date. So here we have this. But there's an app now. Did you know that? There's an app that can help you to, decide whether or not you should throw the food out or not. It's an app called Foodkeeper. It launched earlier this month, and it's part of a joint effort between the USDA and the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency to reduce food waste. The project, U.S. Food Waste Challenge, focuses on education, recycling, connecting potential food donors to those in need, as well as encouraging suppliers to appropriately label perishable food products like meat, poultry, and egg products to cut down on unnecessary waste. Apparently, the app has storage advice for foods for more than 400 food and beverage products, you know, baby food included and all that. And you can also get cooking tips and But ultimately, what it's helping you to do is to decide when a certain type of food, you know, when you do want to throw it out or when you can keep it and use it in different types of recipes. So it's giving you ideas of how to use maybe some food that's lost its freshness, but you can use it in these types of recipes to bring back the flavoring and all that kind of stuff. I saw, you know, this just came to mind. I watched this on, if you're one of my listeners, you know I can't cook. I've said that many times. I can eat. I enjoy food. I'm half Greek. My mom's side's completely Greek. We everything was done around food. We'd spend hours at the dinner table. So I enjoy that, and I watch the Food Channel, or any type of food show. I'm mesmerized by that stuff. And so I remember watching this. I think it was on the Food Channel. There was a show there where they chefs compete in a certain amount of time who can produce the best food from some like starting ingredient, whatever it was. And one of the show's themes was leftovers. It was awesome. How to basically take something that you might be prone to throwing out, but how to bring back the flavoring and stuff using spices and cooking techniques. And I think that's a lot what this Food Keeper app does, is it's going to help us to maybe utilize some of that food that we may have been, you know, throwing out too quickly. So the sell-by date is a freshness thing. It doesn't mean just because a food is past that, minus the things that have fats in them, like dairy fats and stuff like that. Fats do go rancid, so that's the exception. But other types of foods, packaged foods, the sell-by date is just a freshness thing, and you can actually use it, according to the government, for 12 to 18 months after the sell-by date. Okay? And there's different on this app. Again, it's Food Keeper app. You can they'll teach you how to use some of that food and bring back the freshness. So I just thought I would kind of explain that I like this. I think this is awesome. You know, we waste a lot of food in this country, and it's going to become a bigger and bigger issue. You know, instead of throwing the food out, how about figure out using the Food Keeper app and bring back the freshness and take it to a homeless shelter or something? I mean, maybe that's a great way, or eat it for your own, whatever. We don't need to be throwing out the food so quickly. And as far as the supplements go, you can still take the supplements past sell by days, but we just can't confirm that the dose will be the same. You're going to lose some of that potency. Okay, let's go on to another question. I got a couple minutes left. This came from a listener. Are there any new treatments for vertigo? So what is vertigo? Vertigo is when you get kind of like dizzy spells, not passing out. That's different. That's called syncope. Vertigo is a kind of an inner ear thing, right? And you just get off balance. You can have waves of like getting off balance and stuff, a little dizzy, hard to see something because it's moving, that kind of stuff. That's all vertigo. And there's different degrees of it. Some people have vertigo really, really bad. And then other people just kind of deal with it off and on. It's normal to get a little attack of vertigo on occasion. Usually when people ask me this kind of question, this is somebody who's dealing with this a lot. So I think the first thing you got to do when you do have vertigo is you got to make sure it's not something more, you know, serious, right? You have to rule out things like orthostatic hypotension, which is where you stand up and you're not able to maintain fluid and you get kind of dizzy. You got to make sure you're not actually passing out because of a heart issue or something like that. So your doctor has to rule those things out. And if there's ringing in the ear, that's Meniere's disease. That's a form of vertigo. What's really good for that is aldosterone and glutathione. So if you have Meniere's disease, consider taking aldosterone, which is a hormone, and glutathione. Now, if you just have good old-fashioned regular vertigo, it's definitely causing some issues, making it hard to function, B6, ginkgo, CoQ10, and ginger. Those four together have been shown to reduce symptoms of vertigo. B6, ginkgo, CoQ10, and ginger. This is Healthy Talk on Radio MD. I'm Dr. Mike. Stay well.